Lead photo caption: the portrait of Jacobus ten Broeck that hangs in the reception area of the Jernigan Institute. On July 6, 1911, Jacobus ten Broeck, the founder and guiding genius of the National Federation of the Blind for 28 years, was born to a prairie farm family on the plains of Alberta, Canada. This July, the organization celebrates the centenary of that event. We are devoting this entire issue to an examination and retrospective of the life and work of this man who improved the prospects for every blind American and millions around the world, and whose legal scholarship was instrumental in bringing about the dawn of a new era in civil rights and the struggle for equality by the poor and disenfranchised. Much of what appears in these pages is reprinted from publication in the Monitor through the years, but these glimpses into the heart and brilliant mind of this man, and the tributes to him by his students and colleagues, have never before been brought together in one place. In addition, the staff of the Jacobus ten Broeck Library have pored over the personal correspondence in the ten Broeck collection to assemble never-before-published compilations of documents of interest.